Welcome to the podcast. Very special edition today on Bring Your Dog to Work Day, Spider Everett's favourite day of the year. Probably the holiest day of his calendar. He loves mutts so much, he just wants to be surrounded by them, don't you, Pete?
Well, I don't want to go down this path. There's places overseas where what walked in the studio later on this morning would have been a buffet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're talking about the old woof-woof
door. My goodness.
Don't name any countries.
No, I'm not naming any countries.
And don't name any restaurants.
You mean Sancho Bao Wow?
Can I? Oh, my young fella had Sancho Bao the other day for the first time. He loved it. Can I be honest with you? One of those urban myth things of the 50s and 60s. There was a pie maker, and he used to make all the pies. Oh. No. This is no joke. And if you had a bad weekend on the punt on Monday.
Ibis.
Oh, no.
It was those things that he backed on the weekend pretty much inside. If you had a good win, it would be quality meat. So a big difference between the ride of the punt.
That is rancid. No. That is but you know what?
Okay, you are what you eat. I'm a slow dog.
Well, let's have a think about it, though.
The quickest my horses ran is inside a greyhound. Oh.
When you think about it, though.
That does not sound right at all.
Here you go, Ali.
Why would dogs be any different to cows,
no,
sheep,
exactly.
Fish, whatever? It's an animal. I'm not suggesting
you
that
you're not getting
we,
a lot of bite.
No,
here.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
We bag those
countries that eat dogs, but that's probably grossly unfair because we eat other animals.
Do you reckon it is arbitrary, isn't it?
Do you reckon you've eaten it?
Whatever that means.
Do you reckon you've eaten it?
No, I don't want to think that I
Because I reckon
have.
Even rats, the big rats, like you wouldn't know, especially if you're travelling through some of these countries where – Now, they can't afford a lot of food. They cook on the side of the streets.
Yeah,
absolutely, I reckon I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Afterwards, did you drag your ass along the carpet?
Yeah.
Were you drinking from the toilet?
Yeah. It was a dead giveaway, but
sink
anyway.
Your teeth into the mailman, did you?
were you licking a certain part of you?
If I could, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
he'd be
I'll
a rich man.
Oh, boy.
Before it becomes eat your dog at work day. Ali, what are you doing this weekend?
Or do what your dog can do at work day.
On the boss's leg, anyway. All right.
Yes, there's going to be a whole lot of people.
One thing you're going to do this weekend on the Great Gold Coast.
Walking around humping furniture.
Hello. I've done that once or twice.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm hoping to do tonight is watch the women's State of Origin.
Okay.
One of my old teammates is the captain of Queensland, Ali Brigginshaw.
That's how I got banned from Super A-Mart. But Ali Brigginshaw, yeah?
Yes.
Is it her last game?
Oh, I actually don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not too. I tell you what, she is. So when I played with her in Brizzy for the Mighty Storm, I would have been in my 30s and she would have only been 17, 18, saw her come through the ranks. And even at that young age, she could throw a fantastic cut out either way, left to right, right to left. She is an awesome player. I hope it's not her last game, but. Yeah, if you've heard that, I'll back you in over me. You're usually on top of it.
I just had a funny feeling it might be getting a little bit long in the tooth in terms of the career, but still a fantastic and effective player.
Hang on. Look at Lauren Jackson making a comeback at 41.
Isn't that special? Yeah. Absolutely.
Ride people off, Flan.
Yeah,
no, I love to. Do you think that's because Liz Cambridge was all of a sudden an absentee from the Opals that Lauren Jackson's made that comeback? Just make something up.
To be honest, she's supposed to be playing good ball.
Is she?
Yeah, she's supposed to be playing very good, very fit. And, you know, when you're a goat like that, one of the superstars, she's supposed to be in ripping nick. So why not have a go?
All right. What about you, Spy? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to be at the Southport Sharks. They play Franger. They play Frankston on Saturday.
Oh, that'll be a tough game.
It will be a tough game. And so many people from the Mornings Peninsula here. So I'm going to go and have a look at that.
My pen.
Our under 16s play there on Sunday, and I'm going to help coach the Div 3s.
Very good. I'm off to see a couple of bands this weekend. Bailey Pearl is a young girl I've known on the Gold Coast for a long, long time, and she's releasing her first single tonight at Moe's Desert Clubhouse, if you love an evening of music, and my daughter's one of the people supporting her. And then Saturday night, I'm off to Narang Hall, I think, to see a band called The Matchbreakers. They're very, very good. I've heard their EP. and they go off.
Well, looking forward to that. And very quickly, we've got Kyron in here. He's taking a studio tour of our podcasting studio.
From the Mighty Mudgeribah Redbacks. Good morning, Kyron. And a huge fan of the show and friend of the show.
He works at East Coast RVs and now Ashmore.
Correct. Yeah. If you want a footy wrap for the weekend, local footy wrap, this is the bloke that knows everything. What's going on in the world of footy in the NRL this weekend?
Well, they call me the David Middleton of the Gold Coast, so...
Can drop a name.
Prove it. Come on.
Well, tomorrow night we got we're taking on Burley Bears at Mudgeribah, so that'll be an interesting game. And then after that on Sunday, it'll be Currumbin Eagles against the Almost Shearers. So there's four other teams that are having a bye this weekend. But if you want to check out some good footy, definitely get down to Mudgeribah tomorrow because we're having the juniors from the morning and then the seniors will start around 1 o'clock. So it's going to be a good day of footy.
Cracker.
It's a good day, Firth Park. Well, coming up on the potty, we've got a dog's day at work. Quotable quotes is where we sum up the week of screw-ups from us. And Ali's got a buddy who's gone through a process. And did it work out? Maybe not.
It's time for Quotable Quotes.
At the end of the week, we do this. We relive some of the not-so-finer moments that end up being quotable quotes.
Can I just quote? Very, very... I just want to say that one of these was...
You're going well so far.
I think one of them was very early, and I want to apologise.
Dude, here we go. I don't think it should be called quotable quotes anymore. It should be the Spider Library.
Yes. No. Apologies.
The archive of Spider.
Here we go. What have we got?
Well, we'll leave what you are talking about to the very last because it is so good. I'm going to job myself in first up because, Flam, we know that we always catch up with a certain group of very, very hard-working people of the Gold Coast, and I didn't quite get their name right. With the Logies being in town, though, sexy time paradise beliefs. Beliefs.
You did make a new one. We are going to do a bit on bleached cops.
Well done, Al.
So the $1,000 minute, there was obviously a question that we didn't quite...
Which animal is on the Porsche logo? Oh. It's not a panda, it's a horse.
I think she said panther.
Yes, she did.
I thought she said panda.
I don't think pandas are that quick. Unless they're rolling backwards down a hill.
Panda on a car logo.
That's funny.
Yes. Who's going to buy that?
So you were doing a little tease, Ali. Feature on the first question of one of the $1,000.
This is my favourite.
What do you yell out when you hit a wayward shot?
Oh.
And here's a hint. It does not start with an F.
Yeah. It does start with F.
Winning $1,000. Yeah, but...
It does too!
It does too. Four.
It took you so long. I could see your mind just clogging it.
I couldn't get off the swearing.
That's funny.
And everybody, an early contender for quotable quote of the year. Right now.
Of the year.
We do name that year every morning, and this happened earlier on this week. Good luck, everybody.
By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
All right. That's a very famous line from former Prime Minister Bob Hawke. What year did he say that?
Spot it.
Yes.
Oh.
94.
Hang on.
By 1990.
Can we play the audio again?
Can we just unpack all that?
Let's
play
do
the
that.
By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
Okay. Reckon he said that in 1994?
Pretty confident.
Listen, that is not right. No.
We'll win of the year for sure.
Yeah. I think we're pretty confident with that.
Look, I want to talk cosmetic enhancements. Okay, and not probably what you're immediately thinking. I'm talking on the face, you know, Botox, all that sort of stuff. Have either of you two ever had Botox?
No, come on. Okay.
I have.
Honestly, look at us.
Have you?
I have. And say that with a straight face.
Well, you both look quite fresh. You're not that wrinkly.
Oh, we're straight out of the wrapper.
I was a few years ago. I was working in a duo on radio and the other bloke was doing a movie at the time and they wanted one of us to have some Botox and because he was doing a movie and he'd shot half the scenes, well, it couldn't be him.
Okay.
So I went, I'm up. But as soon as I got it done, I went home and Lisa looked at me and I had such a flat face. She went,
"Oh my God, you look like Napoleon Pettis."
I don't know why do people get it done.
Just to get rid of the wrinkles and stuff. But look, one of my very good friends here on the Gold Coast has had a little bit of a would you say mishap?
Oh, good.
So look, I'm going to change her name just to protect her identity. So let's call her Jamanda.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So her real name's Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
No.
It's
Jamanda.
It's Jamanda. Yeah. All right? No.
Okay. Jamanda.
You shall. Okay. I don't want to reveal who she
is.
Anyway.
Some kind of code. We'll crack it.
Yes. So this has happened at Touch last week.
Yeah.
So Jamanda's parents happened to be watching the game because it was a grand final. And I love them. I grew up with them. Haven't seen them for years, though. Anyway, Jamanda's mum came up to me. She goes, "Oh, look. Don't say anything, but Jamanda's had her lips done."
Oh.
And she goes, "It hasn't gone well." Oh. She said, "You didn't hear it from me. Don't talk about this on radio."
Oh, then you can't take your eyes off it. Have you noticed that? Oh. If you spot it, you can't move your eyes from there. They know. They know you're looking at their lips.
Look, I remember one of our friends come around who had it done for the very first time.
Yeah.
And I was in the garage cleaning it up with Granddad, who's a farmer from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And she got out of the car and Granddad was horrified. He hid behind me and he said she could suction cap herself to the roof.
You know sometimes when they go really red and it looks like two Kransky sausages?
Yes. Well, look, honestly, one thing I will say poor about Jamanda is she is straight up. So she came straight up to me and she goes, "Oh, have a go at these." Yeah, and she, well, actually, she was a bit like, you remember that old Fat Albert character? "Have a look at this."
No.
You
know, so, here's Jamanda.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I was like, it's fine, it's all. And she said, "Oh, you should have seen it 2 days ago. It was horrendous." So what she was telling me, her daughter is about 9. And she picked her up from school. She'd had them done and they just swelled up like, you know, they had stung
cranks
like
bananas at first.
1,000 bees.
Yeah.
And so she gets her daughter in the car and her daughter looks at her. She goes, "What have you done to your lips?" And Jamanda goes, "Oh, I just had a little something done, you know."
Yeah.
And her daughter just looked at her hard right in the eyes and said, "I don't like it."
Spider spray.
Now, they make all these national days. You have National Lollipop Day or, you know, National Ice Cream Day or the Fish Eating a Jellyfish Day or whatever they have.
That was a great day.
I don't know. But today is
Scrooge.
National.
What a Scrooge.
No. Today is
National. You can't Scrooge up.
Today is National Bring Your Dog to Work Day. What? No, be honest. I want to know. And please, 1-300-925-666, if you're another sad crap company out there, very similar to us.
You just peered over the edge of your career then.
I did. Because that's how passionate I am about it.
Oh, come
on. I've got to talk very, very slowly so I don't swear.
Yes.
That'd be good for you.
But let's be honest. Where is the upside in bringing your dog to work? This is a joke. This is disgusting. This is annoying. And there's people in this office that are allergic to dogs and the boss don't even care about them. Leave your mutts at home. Don't bring them into work. They sit there, they bike, and they bark and they fight and they roam around, they crap on the floor and they crapped on the floor last year. Look, where are Alistair, stop the stupid noises. We're in an office.
In all fairness, we don't know that it was the dogs.
We are.
This is Triple M, mate.
Okay, true. But we are in an office full of electrical cords, and they go, "Pack up your electrical cords.
Yes, they
pack
do.
Up this, pack up that."
Dog they've proof that, the workplace, they call it.
Yeah, they've got that much rules and regulations. Mm. You can't do any work. Yeah. What? Where's the beneficial part of the day? There isn't one. You know what I say? If you've got a dog and you love your dog and you love it that much, well, stay at home with it. We don't want you here. I'm being honest. Like, if you've got a dog and you go, "I can't leave it at home for eight hours," well, either one, don't have it, or two, stay at home. Because you come to work to do one thing.
What's that?
And that is to do work.
What?
Not to sit there and get, "Oh, this is cute, that's cute, look at this, No one cares about dogs. Only the dog people. And for me, it's a very simple thing. Leave your mutts at home, turn up, do your job, and then go home to your own mutts and leave us out of it.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Now, come on. There is strong evidence to say that having dogs at work also improves productivity, reduces sick leave, and increases staff retention. Because having pets at work, it's been proven there's evidence that it supports the mental and physical health of workers, such as lowering anxiety and reducing blood pressure. We need a dog in here to balance you out.
I love it. Hey, if it reduces sick leave, we should have been doing this 3 years ago. Okay, because there's a lot of people around here that have had a few sick days.
Spider, your spray today, because today is a big day for a lot of people. You can bring your dog to work today.
Yeah, it's a disgusting day on the calendar. Bring your dog to work. I don't know why companies bother doing it, but we do it here at Triple M. The boss, I don't know, I think he's embarrassed about it too, but we just got a phone call from Tony on the Tweed, and he said, you know what, I'm with you, Spider, but he goes, I'll allow people to bring their dogs to work for a day if they weren't allowed to bring them to Bunnings at all.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So that's a happy medium.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good call.
With all your sprays, we welcome the Triple M family to chime in on 1-300-925-666. Heading out to Pimpamar.
Pete in Pimpamar, what do you reckon? Bringing your mutt to work's a waste of time?
I love animals, mate. I've got dogs. I love animals. But that bring your pet to work is the worst thing that I've ever
seen. You're kidding, Pete. You are joking.
Listen, honestly, I had one year when I was working in the office and there was about 12 people that bought their pets.
Oh, no.
And by the end of the day, I had to organise for carpet cleaners to come in and freaking carpet clean all the piss and the everywhere.
Whoa.
You stay home with your pet that day, and that's a special day for you, not for us.
Hang on the phone there. We've got a giant dog at the door.
Something is happening here. Let me just explain what's going on. So we've got a German Shepherd that's about to enter the studio because
Deb
is one of our sales gurus here.
Yes,
Deb from the sales team. Everyone has a Deb in sales, don't they?
She's a good Madrabar girl.
Yeah, she is. So just jump on that microphone there.
Hi.
Deb, you've brought in your doggy.
Yes, I have. What's
your dog's name?
His name's
Zeus. You're talking to the mic, Deb.
His name's Zeus. He's nearly 11.
And are you really, really excited about today?
Oh, I love bring your dog to work
today.
Because they're your best friends. I mean, we've got two German Shepherds, but I love...
What about your friends you go out with on a Friday night? They don't rate them?
Well, that's a bit different.
They're not quite as hairy.
Is part of it like instances. Wanting to show off your kid?
Well, it is, and they're so loyal. I mean, he's like a shadow the whole time, and seriously, you have to shut the bathroom door. Like, it's...
Okay.
Their video clips are actually very accurate.
Understand. Now, obviously you love your dog.
Yep.
Clearly.
I do.
And you've brought your dog into work.
Yes.
Are you excited that there's just the slightest chance that it might bite Spider?
Yes.
I'm more scared of Deb.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you can do us a favour, tell your mates that we used to be called Gold FM. We are now Triple M and very proud of it. 92.5 FM is the frequency that we modulate on a daily basis. From 5 a.m. weekdays, it's dog day at work. Enjoy.